You're with Life Matters. Michael McKenzie here, and this is Burning Question, and we're kicking off Burning Question for 2020 with something a little squeamish, so you can consider yourself warned. Angela wrote to us from Orange, and she says, after the excesses of Christmas and New Year, I'm feeling pretty bloated and lethargic. A couple of friends have suggested colonic irrigation to help me detox and reset. So my question is colonic irrigation safe and does it live up to the hype? ABC science reporter Tegan Taylor has been flushing out the answers. And Tegan, for those of us still in the dark, tell us, what is colonic irrigation?
I'm so glad you asked. I've had a very fun time having a deep dive into this one. So basically, a colonic irrigation involves a tube basically being put into your anus and there's water used to flush out your bowel. So like you said, it's a bit of a squeamish topic. And it goes by a few different names. Sometimes it's called colonic cleansing, colon hydrotherapy, and it does have a medical term as well, which is usually transanal irrigation. But it all means basically the same thing. You're flushing out your bowel with water, and it's often performed at wellness clinics. It's got a real sort of wellness vibe to it these days, but it also has use is used by medical professionals.
Okay, I like the fact we now all know various terms for what colonic irrigation actually means. But
think about how good you're going to be at Scattergories next time you play.
I can hardly wait. In the meantime, though, is it a new concept? Has it only been around for a little while?
No, I was very excited to discover that the ancient Egyptians were doing it more than 3,500 years ago. Although, let's be honest, what weren't those guys doing?
I know. When it comes to taking things out of the body, no one was as good as the ancient Egyptians.
Correct. So to answer your question, no, it's not new. And it's been used, obviously, for a really long time. It's had a real kind of resurgence in the last couple of decades in modern times. And like I said sort of before, it is used for certain medical conditions, but it also is having a real moment in the wellness sphere where wellness advocates are recommending it, and there are clinics popping up all over the place that specialise in the service. So sometimes that's the only thing that they do there.
So in terms of actual treatment, are there some conditions where colonic irrigation has proven effective?
So, yes, there is. So there's some things that it's sort of thought to treat, and we can get to that from Angela, but there are certain medical conditions where it's really useful. So for people with bowel dysfunction, so it might be that they've got a spinal cord injury or they might have chronic severe constipation or fecal incontinence, which is when you can't control when your poo comes out, or people with conditions like spina bifida, their digestive system isn't working properly. And so something like this, which is basically you're flushing out the bowel, any feces that's in there comes out as part of the process, and then you usually have a couple of days where there's sort of nothing there. And so for people who aren't able to manage their bowels properly mechanically within their own body, that gives them a lot of freedom to go about their business and to sort of manage that on their own terms. So in that way, really, really helpful. On the other side of it, where we've got sort of wellness claims like Angela said, so there's sometimes claims that it can help detoxify your body.
And boost your energy. You feel less lethargic. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Like reduce your irritability and manage weight. There's less evidence. In fact, there's sort of no really strong evidence for that. There was one study in rats that kind of maybe sort of indicated that there was a theoretical benefit for mood. But like I said, it's theoretical. And there's been a couple of really good studies in the past few years that have pulled together all the available evidence from lots of different smaller studies and kind of assessed them on the balance of the evidence. And there really doesn't seem to be any clear benefit in terms of wellness outcomes for normal, healthy people.
Well, that's really interesting because, I mean, anecdotally, I think all of us, including Angela, clearly have got friends or have friends of friends who've reported, for example, I know someone who has gone to a place in Asia where she goes regularly for a treatment and retreat, and she was getting colonic irrigation maybe a couple of times in 4 days, and she said at the end of that, including some fasting and also eating certain kinds of foods and then having irrigation, that she felt amazing, that she felt this new surge of energy and that her whole system of digestion and waste expansion, or not expansion, what's it called? Expending.
Expulsion.
Explosion.
Yeah,
was really improved and that she came back feeling much more energised. And yet, clearly, the evidence isn't there.
Well, I mean, you can't really take that. It's not really a controlled experiment, is it? You've got someone who's gone away to another place. They're not working. They're eating really, really well. And they've got this other stuff going on as well. And I bet she felt great when she came home from her break.
Yeah.
And good for her. That's really great. So I guess the question then is sort of, if it's not directly beneficial, if someone feels like they feel better afterwards, like, is there any harm in it? And so if we're going to look at maybe if there are downsides to it, there are a couple of small risks associated with it, which I would sort of talk people through. So there's a really low risk of bowel perforation, so of actually sort of damaging the bowel. It's actually a lot lower than the risk that you'd have if you were having, say, a colonoscopy, but still it's a risk that's there. And then there was a really famous study in the 1980s, so this is quite a long time ago, where people who'd been to a particular clinic were infected with a type of amoeba, and it was because that clinic was reusing the equipment. So they were sterilising. They were sterilising it. Like, it's, you know, you don't really like to think about it, but places these days tend to use single-use disposable equipment.
I insist on it.
Well, so you should, exactly. So that's something that you should look for, right, if you are going to go.
Yeah.
And there's it's a general discomfort that some people feel as well. But in addition to that, there's also like quite a lot of people who have conditions that make it more risky, and it might not be something that you know that you have. So you're introducing a lot of water, like a lot more water into your system than you'd usually have. So if your kidneys aren't sort of fighting fit, then that can put more pressure on your kidneys. And then if you've got anything around that area of your body, so like hemorrhoids or anal fissures, or if you've had sort of recent rectal surgery and stuff, you shouldn't be having colonic irrigation done. So, and that's something that if you were doing it under the guidance of a really well trained medical professional, they would be screening you for that. You'd be having that conversation. They'd be checking you before they did it. But because a lot of these clinics sort of pop up and are sort of like a single place that you don't really know necessarily what the consistency of care you're going to get at different ones.
Right.
So the onus is really on someone know what they should ask for.
And what about gut bacteria? Because, of course, we're all fascinated these days with our microbiome and its impact on our general well-being, the way our brain functions. Is there a chance that this kind of irrigation could remove some of the good bacteria along with the bad?
Totally. There's definitely effects on gut bacteria. And as you say, we're learning more every day about just the very many and varied ways that gut bacteria affect our whole body's well-being, not just our digestive system. And so we do know that when you're introducing a lot of water into your bowel, that's going to affect your gut bacteria. And we know that our gut bacteria has knock-on effects for our overall health. So we know that it changes that kind of flora of in your gut, but there hasn't been studies that clearly link, that I know of, that clearly link colonic irrigation to certain overall health outcomes, but it's definitely something that needs to be studied more because there's almost certainly effects on that.
Well, let's get back to Angela's question, Tegan, because she's saying she's thinking about doing this because she's heard it's great for when you're feeling bloated and lethargic. But what other methods can we use if we don't use colonic irrigation to improve our overall sense of well-being?
There's definitely things that people can do. And if we're thinking about sort of getting the bad parts out of our body, one of the best ways you can move things out of your gut is by putting in good quality, high fiber food at the top in your mouth and also drinking lots of water, which are sort of things that people would do if they were going on a bit of a health kick anyway. So using a healthy, high fiber diet to help your gut expel waste. And in addition to helping it expel waste, it is also going to support that healthy gut bacteria we were talking about before, which is going to improve your overall health. Trust your gut to expel the waste. Trust your liver and kidneys to be doing that detoxification. That's their job, their full-time job. And the experts say there is also evidence that practices like mindfulness and meditation actually do help with your overall health and well-being, including your digestive health. So it's not just that all things that are associated with the wellness sphere are completely cuckoo. There's actually lots of really good evidence that some of those mindfulness practices can also really help with this very issue itself.
I like the term completely cuckoo. hopefully that's answered your question, Angela. Tegan, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
ABC science journalist Tegan Taylor, who will be answering your burning questions for 2020. And if you have a health-related question of a general nature, you can send us an email, burningquestion@abc.net.au.